are continuing our shiurim on Nekudas Kesef. We're on page 201 in the hardback. Chilek Aleph. So the Nekudas says as follows: V'navoata linmod et hemshech hakavanot tefila b'sha'a kavanot v'alacha l'maaseh b'sidu hakadosh. Kavanot shiluv avaya ve'adnut. Navoata linmod yesod chashuv anuger l'halacha l'maaseh b'kol makom v'b'kol zman. בברכות התפילות מצוות ומקורו בשעה הכוונות דף גימול עמוד ב' מובא גם בבחית חיים בעולת תמיד בעניין השילוב של הוויה אדנות וזה לא שם קודשו. Now, this is very, very important. Now, how important, I cannot stress how important, because this will stretch from the beginning of Etz Chaim to the end of Etz Chaim. All the Kavanot, all based on this Shiluv, one of the basic Shiluv that we see all the time. And this is, the Rizal says as follows in Shah Kavanot. Hakdama ketana hine b'kol pam. Every time, says Arizal, שאתה מזכיר ומברך המוץ בפיך את שם הוויה בכל מקום, תכוון לכלול ביחד הוויה אדנות לפי כי כתיבתו הוא הוויה ובקריאתו הוא אדנות. As we know, the Kriyan Ksiv of the Havaya Yud Kei Vav Kei is not pronounced as written. And therefore, we have two different writings for the Shem Hashem, Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Adnut. The question is how to mechav in such a situation. Which one's Ika, which one's Tafel, or maybe both of them Ika. So he says, Gam tzarech chaven b'kol pram, shetotzi b'ficha et Shem Havaya, b'kol makom sheyiyeh, ve'hezer lechaven b'ze ki hu sod keshe amalchut imza be'ofen ze. And this is very important, he says. You have to mechaven both. Both are ikar. And therefore, you have to not only mechaven them by themselves, you have to mechaven them as they're in the shiluv position, because that makes a yichud between malchut and za. We often speak about yichudim, yichudim. We don't necessarily have to go to Sefer Aruch HaKodesh to understand what the Yehudim all about. We have Yehudim every single time we mention Hashem's name. Now, that's at least 100 times, many, many more than that, because we have Mea Bachot, that has Hashem's name, and plus all the Tefillah, Shachar Mincha Mariv, and all the other brachot we do. V'hine, ki hine akatuv b'shem Havayav, t'chaven ki gimol ot yod, yud kei vav, Huzah. We know that the first three letters, they represent Zah. Ve'he'achrona, and the last letter of the Havaya, shebeshem shei malchut, t'chaven shenaseh sham, shem shalem shehi adnut, be'ofen shetzaer shem Havaya bilevavecha, ve'techaven be'he'achrona l'shem adnut shehi nukva, v'hi'he'achrona b'kol Havaya. So it's very important to understand that Havaya is split into two different parts. The first three letters is Zah, the last letter is Nukva. And by you saying the Shem Hashem, you're actually, what you're doing, a Kabbalah, you're reuniting the Shechina with Hashem Yisbarach. But you can't find a bigger mitzvah than that. Okay, so let's continue. V'imke, nilmad mikan sheyesh bet sugei kavanot b'kol pam she'anu omurim et Hashem Havaya ve'ilu hem. Hakavana rishona lichlol et Shem Havaya b'shem adnut, that's the first kavana. And the second kavana, yechav b'shem Havaya b'he'achrona Shem adnut b'toch hei v'nasi leze tzior kaze, yud kei vav kei, and inside yud kei vav kei, you're going to have the adnut inside. Now, as you see the diagram over here on page 221, you find there's two ways to make the shiluv. One way to make the shiluv, we'll see in a minute, so let's look at the diagram. So if you came from, that's Zah, the Heachrona is Nukva. Now, the way the Rishash, the way the Arizal and the Rishash represent this, is by putting the Adnut within the He. You see that in all the Sidur. I have to make a disclaimer over here. This is really what I just said is all in the Sfadi Sidurim. You find this is natural for the Sfarim to be on the Tzavik Kabbalah. That's just inbuilt inside the Tefillot is all the Kavanot over there, and you see by the way the Nikud of all the Havayas are differently. One's representing Ket or Chochma Bina, and you say that with the Shiluv, you find often this is not by Mashenke by the Ashkenazim. You won't find this. You'll find for the Havaya two Yuds. You do. That's it. That's the reason why it's written two yuds is because they didn't want to write the Havaya, afraid that maybe somebody might take the Siddur, the Ashkenaz Siddur, and put it in whatever, in the bin or something. So because of that, they didn't want to put any Shemus. Yeah. Yes. Okay, there's no problem to dispose of that whatsoever. It's not a Shem, it's not even, it's nothing. It's just two yuds put together. Okay? No kedushin to that. What we want is, we want the Havaya explained in full. And there's two ways that you're going to write the Havaya. And we'll find this in the Siddur. And the one against the other. So the one is, like we just said, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the Hey enlarged with the Adnut. And the other way, just below the bottom of the page, is Yud, Aleph, Kei, Dalet, Vav, Nun, and then Kei, Yud. What is that? It's just a Shiluv on the Vaya and the Adnut. Why is that? Because we're going to find there's two ways of representing this Zivug between Zav and Nukva, as he'll explain in a minute, according to the Shakavanot. Okay? So let's continue here. Bine. A Kavana Rishona, Tzarek Lavin, מהי כוונת הרב לכלול את הוויה באדנות? האם הכוון לצרף אותם יחד או לכוונם אחד קרוב לשני? So the question is do we have to מכוון them separately or one after the other? הנה, בתיקוני זוהר בהקדמה we find in תיקון זוהר בהקדמה דף גימול עמוד א' מבאר הרשב"י זיהה את דברי הכוונה הזו שהוא לכלול אותם יחד, וזה לא שם קודשו. קום לחברה לון בהי חברה, דהי קדאי בישראל משכילים. מילין דאיתמר בהון, והמסכים יזהירו כזוהר רקיע. דהי יתקרי ספר זוהר, דיידעי למפלח למראי הון. לאפקה אז קרו דשמהן דקדושה בריחו ושכינתי בכוונה לחברה לון בכל דקריאת שמה ובדובור דצלותה דאינון תחיין שמן דאדנות דלהון כלילן כל הוויה וכינויים ועשר ספירן. I just want to see what, no, he's not going to translate. So I'll translate for you. Cool, let's go back. Kum chavra la lehai chavra. So we're going to put together this chibur. The akad id b'Yisrael maskilim, what we find within Klal Yisrael, ili indi itma, these words that are said b'hon, a maskim yazhir ki zohar ki as famous loshon zohar, that those who are mechaven are shining like the sky, like the brilliance of the sky. Da itchan sefer Zohar, those who read the Zohar, learn the Zohar, the yadan, the lemiflach, the maraiho, the beauties of the words of their masters, of the master who wrote them. Le'avgaz karot shmahan, to mention the names, the kudusha v'richo v'shchinte kavana, that all those kavanas which apply to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which were a reference to Zav and Nukva. We mechaven to bring them together, and Kriyat Shema is the epitome of chibur between Kudusha Baruch Hu and Shechinte, which is Yichud Hashem. Or b'dibur tziluta, and the words of Tfila, the inun chay shemaan adnut. And what are those? Those are two words of the Havaya and Adnut b'shiluv. Or b'hon klinin, and these are kolel kol havaya v'kinuyim v'eses sfirin, and all that is included within those two names are called all the sfirot that we need. Kama malachim the inun chivan the markavash rafim v'ofanim, and all the malachim which are called different names rafim v'ofanim in the merkava, kol eses kitot kililan b'hon, and all those 10 levels of malachim. Mashmish m'lesa sfirot, mashmish are using the 10 sfirot. Kulu pinehem, or pinehem, perudot lipumoi, and all they're getting ready their mouths to say the beautiful words. Lekabel ilayin askarot, to accept in themselves as well these askarot, these remembrances. The inun, which are the havaya and the atnot. Ben b'kriyat shema, ben tziluta, ben b'shirut v'tishpochot v'odot. So whether you're saying kriyat shema, or you're davening, or you're saying tehillim, whatever it is, b'kol askara d'yapok mipumoi, b'kol ata, b'kol malalan, and every time a Klal Yisrael pronounces this from their mouth, צריך לכוון את דיבור האדנות בכל ביעקב. Bavaya. So you always, I mean, every time you mention the names of Hashem and the Shechina, you have to machab them together. Yachad, yachdam lohon kechata. You have to put them as one. Biyichuda diu yechid neelam, because it represents a tremendous yichud. The mechabelan, the umiyachilan kechada, we collect them as one. Obeitzerich kavana, the lotali lemema be kol vidibul ela b'machshava. And obviously we don't say it out loud, it's only b'machshava itself. So that is all the zon, the tikkun is zon, the Rashbi. Already, because we can always ask, where did the Ariza get this, that you have to put the Havai and the Adnus together? There it is from the shtickle zor that we just saw, that's the makor for the Ariza and the Rashash. That's why you said it's mafush, you have to put the Havai and the Adnus together. Nimseinu lemeidim milashon kosho shel Rashbi zia. So we come up from the Zohar shelichlol et avaya im adnut hakavana lishalvam kach. So the true pshat in the Zohar that you have to do a shiluv as opposed to just putting havaya and the adnut inside the hay. וכן מסיג רבינו השעש בנה שלום דף חפה אלף ומובבי וזה לא שם כל שוב יכוון לכלות חבר הוויה והדנות שהם סוד מהו בן דזון דחללות ופחתות גם יכוון לקשר לחבר נוגבה דזה נקרא הדנות בשם הוויה באופן זה כי גימול אותיות יקו הוא זה ועוד האחרונה הוא נוקבה ונקרא בשם הדנות עד כאן שנוגע. So it seems to be that he's saying two different פשטים over here. ורביעו הכוונה השני הזו הוא שהזה הוא רומז לשם הוויה רק שאין לזה ספירת מלכות הפרטית כנודע על כן יעקב משם הוויה ירמז לתשע ספירות לזה באופן כזה שכל צור שהיוד רומז לקטע לזה והיוד לחוכמה לזה והוו חגד נאי לזה ואם כן האחרונה רומז לנוקבה הכללית שלא נת... 202. So we're going through the Havaya, each single letter, and he's showing us exactly where the ten sefirot of Zah are included in the first three letters that we're saying that which represent Zah. So he's saying the Kotzo Shel Yud that represents Keter of Zah. The Yud of the Havaya represents Chokhmah of Zah. The He is the Bina of the Zah. And the Vav, Vav is the Gematria 6, that represents the last 6 Sfirot of Zah. So therefore, in the first 3 letters of the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, we just have shown now the 10 Sfirot of Zah. That leaves us with the last letter of the Havaya, which is the He. The He represents always the Malchut. That's her letter for the He. ואם כן, האחרונה רומז לנוקבה דקללי, שלא ניתן שהכוונה למלכות פרטית דזה, שזכרנו לאל שאין למלכות פרטית כנודע, אבל כן, כתוב הרב, לכוון בהאחרונה שהם שם עדנות בתוך ה, לרמוז למלכות הנוק הכללית ויחודה עם זה. So, when every time you saying the Havaya, whether you're conscious or not conscious, implicit in that word is the Chibur Havaya v'Nukva Shechintai v'Kudusha v'Yerichu. V'ata tzarech l'avin, we have to understand now, ma'u sod Chibur hazeh deza dizun shanu mechavni kan? Rabbeinu Shem Tzotzon b'chelek gimel b'yur ha'kavanot amen od zayin amad b'ze b'yun yichud Havaya nush mechavni b'kavanat amen Makshala is Zoom Yachadim, Bekamanat Amen, Kadishin, the Kadishin, Kodam Tfila. Hello, Malchuthi, Bechina Zukuda Kitana Bibriya, Masha Bezay Zivug, Bechina Kadishim Shah Tfila, Masha Ben Zivug Zun, Achish Zavagun Bizun, Shahiz Davigu Zun. So he's asking a question. First of all, what is exactly? He's getting more technical over here with us. So it's not so simple that we're just saying that the hay represents malchut, because which malchut? There are multiple malchuts that we're talking about here. If we're talking about, for example, we're at the beginning of tefillah. So the beginning of tefillah, we know that we're building up, we're in the process of building up nukva. But in the meantime, she's nukuda katana. Now it's not possible to make a zivug between zav and nukva because she's only in nukuda. And if we're talking about the, for example, the Havaya at the end of the tefillah, and we're making an apparent zivug between them, but that can't either be, because says the Shem and Sonim, because you already made a zivug between Zav and Nukva and Sim Shalom. So Mimashach, where exactly does this mean, the Zohar and the Arizal, it says we have to make every single time a zivug between Zav and Nuk? Which Nukva are we talking about? A very fair question. And he says, "Umeishiv sham shvekol bracha yesh yichud zum prati anogel uto bracha v'tzvira ben pratut ben chlalot ve'elu yichud zo nisim shalom hu yichud klali anogel tefila in sham b'metek lishono." So he answers that, "Elachenam nisim shalom, you've already made the zivuk. So what's the point of making zivuk after that?" And Teretz says, "Because that's a zun de pratit, mashen ken nisim shalom zun de klalit." Completely different. You know, if you did a kol shenuchal liyashev, chen lechidad et enyan echad mebnei chabura shlita shekol machshavat dibur maase yesh pratut zon, lechein shayach yichud zon bekol prat b'chad, or memelo yuvar etev kan ma'u sod yichud havaya ve'adnud, bekol pam shemazkim al shem havaya, ve'shebevada yesh ba'azkerot ha'hei, תעמוד מצוות זה, שהכסד היא נעשה או בתפילה או בעמית ברכה, בשירות משפחות להשם, מסבר שמו. וממילא בכל פחד בזה יש זום פחתי, ובהמשך שילוב אביה ואדנות, ובזה יובן הכל על מכונו. So the answer is very simple, like we just explain, we'll explain again, that every time you make a mitzvah, there's something called a zun הכללי and a zun הפחתי. So, Enechanami, by Tfila, you've done the Sim Shalom, you've done the Zun Aklali. But don't forget that all the other Havayas that you're going to say, all the other Brachot during Meshach Hayom, is all going to be considered as a Zun Klali, a Zun Pchati of that particular mitzvah that you're doing. Okay, that's it. That was quite simple. But a huge, huge yisod, and a basic, they should be teaching this in Chedel and Yisdati. This, you know, as soon as we learn brachot, you should learn what you're saying. Now, we're going to continue now on page 203. Seder alicha lebet kineset v'kanavotav. Now, this is, now, we're starting after you said because of shacha, you put in talis and tefillin, remember. That's the way that Arizal did it. Not the way that we go to already, we go to shul, you know, and then we put on talis tefillin, which is because of shacha. That's not the way that Arizal did it. So well, let's imagine that mindset. So after you've done all that, what we've learned so far, the kavanot of tzitzit, the kavanot of tefillin, now you're on your way to shul. You're walking to shul. Imagine you're in this, walking down the streets of Tzfat with all the other mekubalim. And he says as follows, Hine, Sidur HaKadosh Katav et kavanat ha-ga'a lebet kineset kodem ha-hanachat talit tefillin v'zeh kinireh mishum sh'ayu nogim yivou lavod bet kineset od olayla asod betoro v'kishah. Oh, now let me just reframe what I just said. Review what I just said. When I told you that you're going to the Bet Knesset, it's a very important point he's pointing out here. Already miutar, and this is this is a pizohar. The Zohar says the person should be makpid in order to go before he goes to the Bet Knesset. He should put on talit tefillin before he goes there. Now it's true that nowadays we don't do that. We don't walk around in the streets because we live amongst the goyim, so it's not really practical for us to walk around and draw attention to ourselves wearing talit and tefillin, unless you're in Yerushalayim. But the way we do is we go to the shul. Now, in the shul doesn't mean you're actually in the shul, in the Bet Midrash. In the Bet Midrash where you have the Sefer Torah, that's what we call shul. And the other rooms which are around, you know, you put your coats, your cloak room, whatever, that's where a person should actually put the talis and tefillin on. And then when he goes into the Bet Midrash, he's already mi'utar, he's crowned with his talis and tefillin, and he walks in. That is what the Zohar speaks about. Okay? That's how we can mekayim the Zohar bizmaneinu. Now, what the Arizal is going to be telling us here in a minute is that he goes to shul without putting on his talis and tefillin. Now that seems to be contradicting what we just finished saying a minute ago up here with the Zohar. So how can it be that the Arizal will not be doing the Zohar? The answer is that could only be done, obviously, if you're putting on talis and tefillin after Alot HaShachar. But if you go to shul before Alot HaShachar, it's still nighttime, you don't have the right to put on talis and tefillin. It's wrong, and it's called the Baruch Levotala. So that's where he is right now. So the Arizal used to go, I have to retake my words, he used to go before Alot HaShachar to shul, And then in one of the rooms, before he used to go into the Beit HaMikdash like we do nowadays, he was also doing. Okay, but any chenami that if the Arizal would wake up late, if he had one day that he wasn't feeling, had woke up late and would be already alone for Shahar, you would have seen him in the streets of Yerushalayim, in the streets of Tzfat, already with his talit tefillin. And that's what he's mentioned. I'll repeat now. הנה, בסדר הקדוש כתב בכוונת ההגעת לבית כנסת קודם הנחת טלית תפילין. He got to show, before you go, you put on טלית תפילין. Now, he mentions, זה כנראה משום, why is that? Because everybody knows, the Zohar. You have to put it before you go to the show. So he says, ניר משום שהם היו נוגעים לבוא לבית כנסת עוד בלילה. That's why I didn't put on טלית תפילין before, because it was still night time, לעסוק בתורה בקדוש. תורה קדושה. וזה היה הרבה קודם עלות השחר. And this was way before עלות השחר. עולם כפי מה שכתוב על השחר הכוונות, המנהג הוא לומר בביתו את הברכות, והתעטף בציצית, ללבוש תפילין, ואחר כך לבוא לבית כנסת. But this is not like it's prescribed in השחר הכוונות. וטעם לזה, נתחיל אתה אחר כוונת התפילין, התפילין, שבעצם חותמים את הכוונות החיצוניות העולמות, לפתוח את הכוונות פנימיות העולמות בלימוד הסדר הכניסה לבית מדרש וכל המתאסף זה יהיה מנין וואם עד מה השם אלוקים העלים מעשייה קוננו. So this is going to be ההקדמה of already coming into shul. והנה הנצא הראשונים שהגעה לבית כנסת בתל התפילין. So now these are the הלכות that the Arizal tells us in שעה הכוונות about being one of the first 10 people to go to the shul. The mitzvah being one of the first 10. And he says, "Hakdama Rishona says the Arizal as follows: Beinan Bet Knesset, Ha Damrinan Mitzvah. Again, he stresses it's a Mitzvah al Adam Liot Me'asara Rishoni BeBet Knesset. It's a Mitzvah for a person to be the first 10 amongst the first of the 10. Tzarich She'achar She'yavo LeBet Knesset, Echad Me'asara Rishonim Lo Yatzam Misham Ash Yeshlim Tfilato Sham." לא כי אותם הנוהגים להיות מעשרה ראשונים בבית כנסת זה, ואחר כך חוזרים והולכים לבית כנסת בבית כנסת אחרת, שלא היו שם מעשרה הראשונים, טעות הוא בידם, ולא תחשב למצווה זו. מצווה כלל, נמצא לימדים שכאן, שלפי דבר כושר של הרב, כל העשרה הראשונה הוא דווקא למי שמתפלל באותו בית כנסת, שם הוא הגיע והוא מעשרה ראשונים. מה שאין כן, אם בא לבית כנסת אחד, ושם הוא אמר עשרה ראשונים, ואחר כך עולה לבית כנסת אחר להיפלל, אין, הוא נקרא עשרה ראשונים. So the Arizal is making a disclaimer over here that this mitzvah is misunderstood. It doesn't mean that you just have to be the first 10. Peep your head into the Beit Midrash, say, okay, I'm part of the 10, I've done the mitzvah, I'm walking out. And go to another shul and be part of the 10 and then walk out. So look how many mitzvot I've done today, a person might say. I was the first 10 at 10 different shul. So the Arizal tells you haven't done any mitzvah whatsoever, because part and parcel of the mitzvah being one of the first 10 is that you have to pray in that shul. So you can't be an obachachem, as we say in Yiddish, to be over smart and think, you know, I'm going to do 10 mitzvahs there, being the first 10 and going 10 different shul. That's not going to happen. Okay, so let's continue now. We're still on page 203 below the dotted line. Now, בעניין עדיפות אם להיות עשרה ראשונים או לבוא לבית כנסת ותעלה תפילין והמסתעף. So now the question is, what is better? To be part of the first 10, that means you're in a rush, let's say, and you have to get to shul, and you won't have time to put on תעלה תפילין. So, but when you get there, you'll be one of the first 10. Or, as we read previously, there's another mitzvah of putting on תעלה תפילין before you get to shul. But if you do that, you won't be part of the first 10. So which mitzvah is more important? It's a very important question. So he says, Nimsha b'dush ha'iti l'mori zar sh'lo yinu yeg li'od ma'asirah rishonim v'amali l'tam b'pnei sh'hu aya choltsani v'yatzarir l'sh'od b'bet k'neset b'beto k'deish l'asot tzarchav. So the Arizal told the Rav Chaim Vital something very personal about himself, and he told him that I cannot be one of the first 10. And that sounds very surprising, because we know that Arizal was like a malach, you know, is like an angel. What do you mean you can't be with us? It's a mitzvah. So he told them, because I have stomach problems, he told them. I often have to take off my tzaddis and tefillin to go to the bathroom. So he said, because of that, I don't have the schut to be part of the first 10. ועוד סיבה אחר, כדי שאחר כך ילבש תלית ותפילין בביתו, וילך מאותר ומאותף בתלית תפילין לבית כנסת, והיה מוכרח לעשות כן ביום. כי בלילה, לאו זמן תפילין הוא. והיו דרשונים, היו מקדים לבית כנסת בהשמות אותו הרם או היום. כן, לא היה יכול לקיים מצווה זו לסיבה זו. זה אריזה, I told them two reasons. First one is what you said. The second reason was because if I were to be one of the first 10, that means I have to leave early in the morning, meaning by nighttime, in order to gather, because everybody goes there by nighttime. So I don't want to do that because there's a mitzvah of putting on tzaddis tefillin before I go to shul. So we see from here, from this story, that our question was, what's one point, to be the part of the first 10, or going to shul already mi'utar tzaddis tefillin? And the Arizal told them, it's more important to go to Bet Knesset already with your tzaddis tefillin, even if you were to lose out on the mitzvah of being one part of the first 10. And he says, Nimsegel le'meidim, from here we learn, מכאן שעדיף להעדיף ללך לבית כנסת מאותר בתלית תפילין, it's better to go תלית תפילין, מאשר לבוא לבית כנסת בלא תלית תפילין להיות מהעשרה הראשונים. הנה יש כאן מקום לספק שהמחור מביא כאן את הטעם מדוע הרב עדיף את ההגעה לבית כנסת על פני מצוות עשרה הראשונים, משום שהיכול צני הוא צריך להתעכב בטוב. אם כן, יש מקום לחשוב שזה לא הרע לכולם, לא הרע לכולם, ועל איבד האמת עדיף לכל אחד להיות מעשר ראשונים על פני ההגעה לבית כנסת ותל תפילין, שאז עלול להפסיד את מצווה עשרת הראשונים. נאמר כתוב מפורש שהרב הכוונה להתעכב בביתו, זו אדם שיבוא זמן הכנת תל תפילין, ואז יניחם וילך כך לבית כנסת. ואם כן, נביא מזה שרבינו אריזל ז"ל, עדיף הוא להגעה לבית כנסת ותל תפילין מאשר הוא עניין העשרה הראשונים. So what we've read right now from the Arizal, it seems to be we have a problem, and the problem is very simple, because we're given two different reasons why the Arizal would not go there to be one of the first 10. The first one, because he had stomach problems, and according to that reason why he was not part of the first 10 would suggest that anybody who does not have stomach problems, like the majority of people, then there is a mitzvah to be one of the first 10 over and above the mitzvah of going to shul with talis and tefillin. But then the Arizal gave another answer to the Arizal, Rav Chaim Vital, and told him the reason why I'm not going to shul first to be one of the first 10, because I want to put on talis tefillin first. So according to that second reason, it will come out that everybody has to follow. Everybody would be in that category, because you can't put talit tefillin before Shmot HaBoker. So we have a stira in these lines of the Arizal. What should we do? Which one's more important? So we're still not clear. So that's his question. V'chein evi Rabbeinu ben Ishchai parshas Vayera shana rishonot hey, and he says v'zoha kadosh mafleg me'od b'shvach magi l'yotzei למיבת כנס מעוטף בציצית ומוכתר בתפילים, והולך לבית כנסת ואומר בפתח פסוק, אני ברוב חסדך, אני באמת אישך. ומצווה זו קודמת למצוות עשרה הראשונים, כמו שכתוב בשעה הכוונות רבין אריזל, עד כאן אנחנו נגיע. So we see from the Ben Ishchai that he is taking on like the second time of the Arizal, not like the first time. Amna mash selchavin hu shim zoi der anaga shcho sharav sofer zover shadiv lavo lebet knesset vetam tali tefillin al pnei mitzvah asher hashem. Ken lishma saper rabin ma'achor omara shecholi So if the Ben Ish Chai is correct in paskening like the second reason in the Arizal, so what was it? Why did the Arizal tell over to the Rav Chaim Vital that he had stomach problems? What was the whole point of writing that in the Shah Kavanot? It's not halacha l'maaseh anyways. ועוד צריך להבין שרבינו מאחור זיהה בהקדמותו מידוע המפוסמת לשעה הקדמה הקדמות הביא שם בסיום הקדמה עשרים תנאים ללמוד סודות תורה הקדוש. So we find from the Arizal writes that there is 10 different תנאים conditions in order to learn תורת הקדושה, the סודות. והם עשרה תנאים של סומרה ועשה תנאים של עשה טוב. שם בעשה התנאים, שם עשה טוב, מביא התנאי השני, וזה לשון קודשו, ללך לבית כנס קודם עוד התשכה, קודם יכולים אותה לתפילין, אז זה שיהיה מיוד ראשונים. בומבה, שזאת כאלה בומבה קשה. Because we find that the Rav Chaim Vital writes down at the introduction of his Etz Chaim 10 different conditions for those who want to have fun hatzlacha and to be safe whilst they're learning Kabbalah Inyanim. Okay, the second condition that he writes over there is that a person should go to shul before Alot HaShachar. Okay, why? Because in order to make kind of the mitzvah being part of the first 10. So this is another bomba kasha that we say, what is the Arizal telling us? Two different reasons, two contradictory reasons, and the second one actually contradicts the second condition that he wrote at the beginning of the Etz Chaim. Okay, anu rotzi roim kan stira mefureshet. There's a complete contradiction over here. The leel viyed minag rabin reizal shadif lealich ala bet knesset b'tor talitz v'tfilin shehiadif ala mitzvah d'asra rishonim. Find that the reason tells us it's better to go to shul after lot ha'shachar. V'ilu kam mivin rabinu ma'achor rak yitzadim nohag la'achar la'maseh l'kum kodem shiavu lebet knesset l'yot ma'asra rishonim sh'are dvarim sotrim adade stira. Chen Rabbeinu Divrei Shalom, which is the Nechid of the Rashash, Vagatov Ruah B'Sidur Rabbeinu Yarev Zelosh Nakushon Mevi B'Shem Agatov Zav Tov Lelech Rabbeinu Kinesin Kodem O Ayom Kodem Chiyub Tav Tefilin V'im Shaya V'im Shaha Ad O Ayom Yelech Me'utav B'Tal Tefilin. So Divrei Shalom says that a person should go again, like the Arizal, before Alot HaShachar to be part of first 10. But if he cannot, then he should go, but on condition that he first should put his talit tefillin and then go to shul. Hari lanu aram ufreshet shaminag deikro ulelech v'nekenes kodem o hayom bli talit tefillin להיות מעשרה ראשונים ולא לחכות עד זמן אחד צהל תפילים ולאחד כך לבית כנס מכם איך יסדרו הדברים עם שעה הכוונות. So we have a sort of a mess here on our hands, contradictory sayings in the Arizal itself. Okay.